Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. It'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around.
Son of man, for me.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you this evening. I am your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew, your uncle. God bless you. I am Prophet Dwayne Woods, and you are in the Prophet's Closet. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about we have issues, men who have issues. And I wanted to bring something while we're on the Blog Talk Radio show. I'm also doing a Periscope, and I'm hoping that my Periscope people will begin to share with their friends and invite some people in, because I want to begin to unlock some things about issues that we are facing on a day-to-day basis. I was getting ready to invite one of a wonderful woman by the name of Pastor Jennifer Jones, and we're going to have her towards the end of this month. But I wanted to talk about some issues that us as men and women we have pertaining to the things of God. We're trying to get to a place in God, and it seems as if the issues that we're dealing with are forever following us. They're forever in our pathway. They're forever trying to keep us from doing the things of God. And I want to begin to talk to many of the believers tonight and explain to you all the reason why the devil is trying to keep you stagnated and from getting to the position where God wants you to be. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. And anytime you're dealing with issues of your past relationships that are issues, dealing with your mother and your father that seem to just made you into a place or put you in a position where you no longer want to have a relationship with them, we are talking about the issues that even before I got to Christ, there were some issues in my life that I failed to deal with, and now that I am in Christ, it seems that all of the issues and the junk that I brought into the position with God is now trying to keep me from getting to where God wants me to be. But I want to talk to many of the believers on today that don't allow your issues to disgruntle you or and put you in a place or feel like you are a failure. Let me share something with you, people of God. There is no failure when you are in Christ. You may have some issues. You may have some things that you're dealing with. You may have some ups and some downs. But when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, he says, I'm getting ready to remove everything that you've been going through if you just give it to me. The problem with many of us believers is that we forget to give it all to God. We want to give God some of the issues, but we don't want to give him all of the issues. We want to give God some of our problems, but we don't want to give God all of our problems. Amen. Because we feel that God can't handle the mess that I'm in. Oh, I can't get no help up in here. I'm trying to tell somebody on today that God is a God that knows all, sees all, and guess what? Can deliver you from them all. Oh, my God.
Oh, you got some help.
Somebody.
God, oh, you got some help. Oh, you got some help.
And I'm so thankful that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can imagine or think. See, it's when I give my issues over to God. See, I can't give them to another man or a woman because they got issues too. Come on, talk to me up in here. And because my issues, I feel as though may be a little bit greater than the issues of the person that I'm coming in contact with. And so it causes me to guard myself in such a way that I don't reveal what I am going through. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. See, when you are an individual individual who is trying to get close to God and trying to believe God and trying to do the will of God, your issues are trying to stop you from getting to who, where God and who God wants and desire you to be. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. And so here is a man, amen, in the Bible, glory be to God, in the Bible, in the book of Luke. I want to go to Luke real quick. There is a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus, amen. And there are some of us who got blind situations going on in our life that we don't want to see any longer. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Amen. There's some issues in my life that I don't want to see. There's some issues and some things that I've done before I got to Christ I don't want to be reminded of. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. There's some things that I've done before I got to God that I feel so shameful for because it has brought a blemish over my life. Every time I run into certain people, instead of them looking at the God inside of me, they remind me of what I used to be. Oh, my God. They remind me of who I used to be, who I used to hang around, the things I used to talk about. See, they forget that where I am right now, talking about Jesus Christ, praising, worshiping him, amen, because of all the things that he's done. But they're quick to remind me of what I've done in my past. And it seems as if my past won't let me go. But I come to serve notice on my past on tonight. I come to tell all the rejection, you got to get up out of here. I come to tell all the bad behavior of how I used to be, you got to let me go. I come to tell my promiscuous ways. Before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I am no longer on that side of the fence. I am a new creature. And the Bible says that the Son set free is free indeed. If God has set you free on today, somebody just needs to say, Jesus, thank you for setting me free. Oh, my God, I no longer live on that side of the track. I'm no longer dealing with those type of people any longer. I am a new creature. And the Bible says the old things are passed away, which means the things of my past no longer is going to be a stumbling block towards my future. The things of my past is no longer going to be a stumbling block towards my future because the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you into an expected end," which means that my past don't know what God got for my future. Oh, my God, I can't get no help up in here. My past cannot see what God has already predestined for me. My past cannot even go to where God is getting ready to place me. My past can no longer hold me back from the futuristic things that God is getting ready to do for me in my life. My past gotta let me go. Somebody just need to say, my past gotta let me go. My past gotta let me go. My past has got to let me go.
My past gotta let me go.
Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Because where I'm getting ready to go in the year of 2020, I can't take my bad behaviors with me. What am I saying? Oh, what are you saying, Prophet Woods? What I'm saying is that 2020 is a new year and a new beginning for many people who are getting ready to cross over. Oh, y'all got to get that. Y'all got to get that. See, when you come from 2019 into 2020, you're crossing over into something that is new. Amen. All things got to stay in 2019.
Never does.
Nothing in 2019 is going to profit me any good from going into 2020, especially if this thing things to remind me of what I used to do. Amen. Yes, I used to drink in 2019. I used to smoke a little dope in 2019. I used to be promiscuous in 2019. But in 2020, all behaviors got to stay in 2019. I cannot bring them when I cross over. Amen. And I'm using this as an example because Prophet Woods don't do promiscuous things. Amen. I got one wife for 26 years. Love her with the love of my heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even through the ups and downs, that woman right there got the best of me. Hallelujah. So, amen. I'm not interested in anything else. I'm just interested in getting to closer walk with Jesus. Help me, somebody. And I don't smoke. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That's something of my past. I don't drink. That's something of my past. And because it's of my past, it's always trying to knock down the door towards my future. It wants to remind me of the things that I used to do because the Bible says that sin was pleasurable. Woo, my God, I feel the fire of God upon this line tonight. Amen. And so here's a man by the name of Blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus was trying to get to a miracle. And there are so many people on this periscope, you are trying to get to a miracle. Oh, my God. And there are some people in your past that is trying to block you from getting to your miracle. There are some things in your past that is trying to stop you from getting to your miracle. Amen. There are some people who you're connected with even right now that is trying to stop you from getting to your miracle. Somebody just need to say, come on, miracle, come to 2020. Come on, miracle,
come to 2020.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, shikatadaboho. My God, glory.
Now.
Thank you. Thank you. Come right now. Miracles, come right now. Favor, come right now. New beginnings, come right now. New lifestyle, come right now. I feel the favor of God on many people on the line tonight. Amen. And your past has got to let you go. Amen. And so here is Blind Bartimaeus. I can't get no help on the line. Amen. I can't get no help on the line tonight. Woo! Amen. We bless the Lord, amen, for what he's getting ready to do on tonight. Amen. Can you hear me, Pastor E? Can you hear me? Let me just make sure you...
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Amen. So here is Blind Bartimaeus in the book of Luke. So if anybody got your Bible with me, go with me to the book of Luke because I want to tell many of you who are listening to me tonight, amen, you have got to take off your old clothes. I'm going to say that one more time. There are some of you who have got to take off your old garments. Amen. Some people need to go through their closet right now and say, this stuff is old. I cannot take this to the new. Amen. I need to make room for something that is new. I'm removing the issues of my life, Pastor E. Can you hear me, sir? I'm removing the issues of my life. Amen. My issues are no longer going to be the calling card of my life. Amen. You know what a calling card is? It's something that is always reminding you about who you used to be and what you used to do. Amen. Somebody just need to put on the screen, I'm a new creature. I am a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things. Amen. Old things have passed away. Glory be to God. I'm no longer allowing a calling card of my past to determine my future. Amen. I'm not going to let somebody's stigma about me determine my future. Amen. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away or have passed away. Glory be to God. Amen. So here's a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. Amen. And he's getting ready to receive something that he was crying for. And there are many people who are listening to me under the sound of my voice. There are many things that you are crying for in your new future. Amen. Your new future is the things of, that is getting ready to take place in 2020. There are many folk that are crying for new this, new that. Amen. Remove this and remove that, because I don't want any baggages of my past, my issues, to enter into my new season. Amen. It's a new season and it's a new day. Amen. Fresh anointing is getting ready to pass my way. Amen. Come on. I'm being refreshed in the new season. And the Bible says in verse number 35, this is Luke 18 and 35, it says, as he was approaching Jericho on his way to Jerusalem, it happened that a blind man was sitting beside the road begging. Now, when he heard a crowd going by, he began to ask what this was. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. I know many people love the King James Version, like Pastor E, he loves that King James Version. Amen. Glory be to God. But on tonight, I'm going to go ahead and read from the Amplified Version. They told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. So he shouted out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, Messiah, have mercy on me. See, when you are getting ready to let go of your issues, you need to be one of those ones to cry out to God, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy on me, God. That I've done some things that was not seemingly right in your presence. Have mercy on me. I'm wanting to let go of my past, but something in my past or someone in my past is steady calling my name. Amen. I can't sleep at night because he or she is calling my name. I can't move forward because the closer I get to you, Jesus, the more and the louder this thing begins to call. Amen. And here it is. Blind Bartimaeus was crying out to Jesus because he needed something that no other person could give him but God. Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. When you are struggling with the things of your past, nobody can give you what you need except for Jesus. And there's going to become a time in your life that you have got to cry louder to Jesus than your problems crying loud towards you. Amen. Don't you know that your problems cry out towards you? Amen. They begin to call you. They begin to tell you that you ain't nothing. They begin to speak loud in front of you saying, you want us. You know you want to come back on this side. We made it very comfortable for you to live on this side. So leave that where you're going and come right back over here on this side. See, our past begins to talk to us because of the issues won't let us go. I know I'm talking on here. There's some issues in my life that just won't let me go. But in 2020, you got to let me go. 2020, you got to let me go. Amen. There's a wonderful pastor in Georgia. He says these words. He says, feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. I'm going to say that one again. He says, feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. There are some times that we got to feed the things of God in our lives and tell our past, you are getting ready to die. Oh, my God, because I'm feeding that which I'm trying to get to, which is the more knowledge, which is more understanding of who I am in God. And now I'm telling my past, it's time for you to die. Amen. I can't get no help on this line tonight. Amen. Starve your doubts and feed your faith Amen. So blind Bartimaeus began to cry out towards Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. I know you know I've dealt with these issues in my past, Jesus, but I need you to have mercy upon me right now. Blind Bartimaeus is saying, and I'm paraphrasing, amen. He says in verse 39, he says, those who were leading the way, amen, those who were leading the way were sternly telling him to keep quiet. Don't you know your issues will begin to talk to you and tell you to shut up? Your issues will begin to tell you you ain't going to get delivered today. Your issues begin to tell you God does not love you because he's seen your mistakes. Your issues begin to tell you and put stumbling blocks in front of you to now remind you of where you used to be. And guess what? It tries to keep you stagnant from moving forward in the things of God. But sometimes, as a believer, you have got to speak louder than that which is speaking against you. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. Sometimes you got to talk a little bit louder than what your issues are talking. Sometimes you just need to grab yourself and say, issues, no more. God, I'm living for you, and for God, I'll die. God, I'm stretching out my hands towards you because I know you are a deliverer, and I need to be delivered from my issues. Please help me, God. No more issues. No more issues. And then all of a sudden, he's telling the people, I'm going to scream a little bit louder than you're telling me to be quiet, because I'm trying to get Jesus' attention because he knows how to get me out of my issues. Jesus, help me with my issues. Jesus, help me with my issues. Amen. And so verse 40, it says, then Jesus stopped and ordered that the blind man be led to him. Now watch this. When you begin to cry a little bit louder than your issues of your past, Jesus stops. Oh, my God. Y'all got to get the revelation to that. Amen. 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 Y'all got to get the revelation to that. Jesus begins to stop because you yelling towards him that you need his help is now has caused him to stop and look at you a little bit different. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. Amen. Jesus was recognizing that the blind man no longer wanted to be blind. Amen. He needed a touch from Jesus. And there are some of you who got some past issues and some past problems that you are screaming a little bit louder than what your past is screaming. And Jesus saying, okay, now I see you really want to let this thing go. Oh my God, y'all missed that one. Amen. Jesus begins to stop and look at you because now you really mean it from the bottom of your heart that I want to let this unforgiveness go. I want to let this rejection go. I want to let this molestation go. I want to let the rape go. I want to walk in the fullness of Jesus. Oh, my God, help me. And Jesus begins to stop and look at you. And he says, now she's ready. Oh, now he is ready to let this thing go. He let this thing called issues go. Let this thing go called problems go. Let this thing go called rejection. And guess what? Jesus begins to now tell you, since you want to let it go, now come on to me. Come on, walk to me right now. Walk to me right now because you're ready now to let this thing go. You're ready to let it go now. And Jesus had told the people, look here, let the blind man come. Let him come near to me. Jesus asked him in verse number 41, what do you want me to do for you? And Jesus is asking many of us on tonight, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do right now for you? What do you want me to say to you right now pertaining your situations or your issues? What do you want me to do? He said, Lord, let me regain my sight. Let me regain my sight. Listen to that, people of God. He was asking the Lord that I want to see. Amen. And see, y'all got to get this here right here because I'm going to drop a nugget. Amen. Don't you know your past, your issues will keep you blind towards what God really wants for you? Oh, my God. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Don't you know your past will begin to cover your eyes so that you can never see futuristically who and what God wants you to be? Amen. What God designed for you to already do because your past has got his eyes or his hands around your eyes, and you ain't going to be able to see the things that God got for you because your past is trying to cover up what God is trying to allow you to see. Oh, I gotta drop something right there. Y'all gotta get with me tonight. Amen. God is trying to say, if you allow me to touch you in such a way, you'll be able to see everything that I got for you. I called you to be a prophet to the nation. I called you to be an evangelist. I called you to be an apostle. I called you to be a teacher, a pastor, a minister of the gospel. But your past has covered up your eyes so that you can't see what I'm trying to call you to be. Oh, my God, let me tell somebody up on the line tonight that God futuristically said, I got so many great things for many of you, but you have been bombarded by your past. And your past in this season has got to let you go. Somebody just need to say, past, let me go. Let me go. I know I used to be a whoremonger. I know I used to be a drug addict. I know I used to sleep around a lot. I know I got married two or three or four times, but my past cannot stop what God got for me in my future. And once I let my past go, now I can see my future. Once I begin to believe in myself that I am much greater where I'm getting ready to go than where I used to be, and guess what? My past will begin to let me go because my past is no longer recognizing who I am in the things of God. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. So blind Bartimaeus had looked again, looked around, and amen, couldn't find nobody around him trying to stop him to getting to Jesus, and he began to walk towards his miracle. Amen. And there's sometimes in this Christian walk that you got to walk towards your miracle. Amen. Amen. It ain't worthy to put your hand towards the plow and look backwards. Amen. See, the plower is moving forward, and you got to move right along with it. Amen. Glory be to God. In the Bible, in Sodom and Gomorrah, when Abraham was trying to bring Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah, his wife turned into a pillar of salt because she loved where she used to be. And see, sometimes you just got to hate where I used to be. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. Sometimes you got to hate your past in order to love your future. Oh, I just said something right there. Sometimes you got to hate your past and love your future. What am I saying about that? Hate the things that I used to do and begin to love what God is getting ready to place me in. I know I'm talking on the line tonight. I know somebody just wrote that down. Hate my past, but love my future. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Hate my past, but love my future. Amen. Well, you can't see your future right now, sis. Hey, I know I can't see it, but God already predestined it for me. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that one day is like 1,000 years to God. Amen. Which means that God had already seen my future before he even placed me in it. Glory be to God. I might not be able to see it, but God has already went before me and seen everything that he's already predestined me to be and who he has called me to be. And guess what, y'all? No devil in hell can stop what God is getting ready to do in my life. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Amen. My sister can't stop me. My brother can't stop me. My auntie can't stop me. Amen. Members in the church can't stop me. Glory be to God. Even the pastor can't stop me from who God has called me to be. Amen. You might be able to put a stumbling block up in front of me to remind me of who I was and what I used to do. But the Bible says that when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, old things are passed away. And behold, I'm taking upon the new. Amen. I'm walking in this newness right now. Glory be to God. I'm walking in who God has called and predestined me to be. And blind Bartimaeus was at a point that he no longer wanted to be wrapped around blindness because he wanted to see. Amen. When you are trying to get to the things of God, your issues are trying to keep you wrapped in blindness, so that you can't see futuristically of what God has called you to be. Woo, my God, help me, Jesus. I just need about five people just to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Help me.
Jesus.
Amen. Help me right now,
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Help
Jesus.
Me right now, Pastor E. Jesus.
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 Help me right now. Help me right now, Jesus. Glory be to God. They're talking about me on my job. Jesus, help me right now. Amen. They talked about me in my neighborhood, but Jesus, help me right now. They talked about me while I'm in school, but Jesus, help me right now. They're talking about me even at my church, but Jesus, help me right now. They're talking about the car I drive. They're talking about where I live at. They're talking about what kind of money I make on my job. But Jesus, I need you right now. Oh, my God, help me. Oh, my God, I feel fire right now, Pastor E. Glory be to God. Amen. Help me, Father. Amen. I'm trying to slow down here. But now the Bible says in verse 41, he says, what do you want me to do for you? Somebody need to invite and share. Somebody just need to invite and share. If you want someone to really hear this, invite some folks. Share this. Amen. My Periscope people. Glory be to God. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and I want y'all to get this tonight. Issues. We have issues. But God is delivering us from our issues, just like he delivered blind Bartimaeus. Amen. And the Bible says that Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me regain my sight. Jesus said to him, regain your sight. Personally, trust and confident faith in me has made you whole. Look at what Jesus said. Now, that's from the Amplified Bible, and I know I love Pastor E. And Pastor E said, look, man, look, give me the King James. Let me know what the King James Version said. So the Bible says in the King James Version, it says, what wilt thou have me to do for thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Listen to that. When you are asking Jesus to take away the pain of your past, you got to fully trust that God can do it. That's it right there. I can drop the mic and walk away from this whole thing now. Amen. When you're dealing with the issues of life, you got to believe that God is big enough to handle your little issues. Amen. Because there's nothing that you are going through right now that is bigger than God. There's nothing that you can do or say that will stop God from what trusting in who you are and believing in who he has made you to become. Your issues are no longer greater than God, but God is greater than your issues, and you have got to trust God with your issues. You got to trust God that he'll deliver you. You got to trust God that he'll bring you through. You got to trust God that he has thrown your issues into the sea of forgetfulness and to remember them no more. Why? because your issues are no longer a God's problem. Your issues become your problem because you ain't trusting God. Oh, shadabaha. My God, help me, Jesus. Help me, God. Woo, my God, I just said something right there. Amen. I just said something right there. Glory be to God. So Jesus said to blind Bartimaeus in verse number 42, and Jesus said, receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. And the Bible says in verse number 43, and immediately he received, and immediately he received. Now, I want to tell a bunch of folk on here tonight that when you are getting ready to go into 2020, you got to receive what God has said about you concerning 2020. Amen. You got to begin to receive from God who God has called you to be. You got to receive from God who God has placed you to be. Amen. No longer shall you lack, but you shall walk in the favor of God. Amen. No longer you should be those ones who try to borrow, but you should be the lender. Amen. No longer shall you be sick, but you shall be healed. Amen. No longer shall your mind be so entangled about circumstances and situations, but you shall have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Do y'all see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm getting ready to do here? Amen. I'm taking you from the things of your mindset of where you used to be, and now putting you futuristically to where you're getting ready to be. And who you are getting ready to be. Amen. You got to now receive what God has said about you before the foundations of the world. Amen. He said that I formed you. I knew you before the foundations of the world. And I called you to be a prophet to the nation. Amen. And guess what? If God is already formed you and knew who you was already predestined to be before he placed you into the womb of your mother, why are you doubting or thinking less of yourself than what God thinks about you? My Father, help me, Jesus. Pastor E, there are so many people who believe less in themselves than what God has already called them to be. Amen. God has called you to be kings. God has called you to be queens. And you think less of yourself. You think less of who God has called you to be. Why? Because your past told you you ain't going to be nothing. Because people in your past said that you ain't going to never amount to anything. Amen. Because people of your past say that you ain't gonna finish school, you ain't gonna get that doctor's degree, you ain't gonna get that bachelor's degree, you ain't gonna graduate from nothing because you came from what? Nothing. But the devil is a liar. You shall pass. You shall get that doctor's degree. You shall get that nursing degree. You shall get that bachelor's degree. You shall finish. Amen. And guess what? You ain't just going to finish. You're going to finish strong. I need about five people up there and just say, I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to finish strong, which means that I'm going to finish out what God has already called me to be. I'm going to finish this thing strong. Amen. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to finish strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, and immediately he received. Immediately he received, Pastor E. Immediately he received kingdom anointed oil. Immediately he received grace 77. He received what God had already had for him. He was up for promotion, and guess what? He received his promotion. Amen. His promotion was his sight. Amen. Like many of you, your promotion is you forgetting what was done to you in your past and now receiving the promotion of your graduation of where you're getting ready to go in God. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. He received his sight before anything took place. Jesus had said to him in verse number 42, he said, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And guess what? Even though Jesus had told him to receive his sight, if he never received the words from God, guess what? He would have never received his sight. If you never receive your healing that God says you have been healed or you have been cleared for takeoff, you would never receive your healing. You got to first make contact with believing God and what he said about you. I'm dropping some stuff here. I'm saying something tonight. Y'all got to get this. I know I'm saying something tonight, Kiki. Amen. Shalea, I know I'm saying something, Diana. Look, I know I'm saying something. Yasmin, come on. I'm saying something on here. Jesus had already told him that he can receive his sight by faith. Amen. And the Bible says immediately he received his sight. But if he never acknowledged that he want to be from going from blind to seeing, guess what? He would never see. And many of you who are listening to me under the sound of my voice, if you never receive that you've been healed, you won't be healed. You got to receive your healing. You got to receive what God has said about you. Receive it. God has called you blessed. Receive it. Embrace it. And walk in it. Amen. God said that you should not die but live. You got to receive that. God said that you're going to be blessed. Guess what? You got to receive the word of God. You got to embrace it. And after embracing what God says about you, you got to now put away the stuff that other folk talked about you and walk where God is pointing you to go. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. The time is 8:48. Amen. And I just believe God. I'm on the Central Standard Time, and I know it's 8:48 Eastern Standard, 9:48 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm telling people, thank you so much for the super hearts. Thank you so much for the hearts. I greatly appreciate everything that you all are doing for me. Amen. I appreciate Pastor E. Amen. And the Now Network. You are entered into the Prophet's Closet with Prophet Dwayne Woods. And I'm so thankful and so privileged to speak to thousands of people who are listening to me on the radio. Amen. And I'm thankful for those who are listening to me on Periscope right now. And I'm telling you, my heart is so overwhelmed because I really want the people of God to get it. I don't want you to be stuck in this season. Amen. This is a season of favor that's getting ready to come. I'm telling you, 2020 is a greater dispensation. 2020, you're all going to get ready to see people blinded, eyes be open, deaf ears. You're getting ready to see the manifestations of God healing in the church. And I'll tell you something. Amen. On Sunday, Pastor E, I was in church. I was behind my dad because I'm the arm bearer, and I'm behind him. And there was a young man that was in the church. He's battling lupus. Amen. And then all of a sudden, as he was standing because we was getting ready to be dismissed, he collapsed. Do you hear me, people of God? He died in the midst of us letting church go. How do you know he died? Because there are six nurses that are in our church that are RNs. They were checking his pulse. They put lights to check his dilation of his pupils. There was nothing. They couldn't get a pulse. They couldn't get anything for about 10 minutes. Amen. Your brain only survives in traumatic situations like this only for 6 minutes. And then all of a sudden, the man began to cry because his body begins to come back alive. A miracle was taking place. A miracle was taking place. And there are people who are taking God for granted. There are people who are taking God for granted and saying there's no more miracles in churches. Well, no, I disagree with you. There's a miracle every time somebody gets up and wants to be saved. That's a miracle. There's a miracle when somebody all of a sudden can't walk any longer, begins to walk. That's a miracle. And this young man, the EMTs got there. They began to try to work on him. But guess what? The Holy Spirit had already revived him. Nobody put him on a stretcher out the sanctuary with two people carrying him. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He had one hand over somebody's shoulder, another arm over another person's shoulder, and they walked him out the sanctuary. This young man was dead. And we and the body of Christ begin to pray. And as soon as he burst out after 5-10 minutes with a cry, the church went into an uproar because we believe God that he shall live and not die. Amen. When are we going to love our brothers and sisters enough, even in the midst of them having issues, even in the midst of them going through some things in life? When are we going to go up to those ones and say, you shall live and pass this? You should not die in this right here. This problem or the situation ain't going to kill you, baby. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be interceding for you. I'm going to be believing God for you. But guess what? We don't do that. It's time for us to start believing that God can do the impossible for our brothers and our sisters as well as us. Amen. I don't know about many of you, but Jesus is in my neighborhood. Amen. Somebody need to put that on the screen. Jesus is in my neighborhood, Pastor E. Amen. And he might have went to my neighbor's door. He might have knocked on my other neighbor's door. He might have knocked even on my other neighbor's door. But he's still in my neighborhood, which means that my door is getting ready to get knocked on eventually. He ain't left my neighborhood. Amen. I'm going to get the knock sooner or later. And guess what, people of God? I'm going to be ready to open up the door. And see, what's happening is that many people are not ready to open up the door for their healing. Oh, my God, I am saying something on here. There are many people who are not willing to open up the door for the healing of God because he's in your neighborhood. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, help me, Jesus. So he's in my neighborhood. He's in my neighborhood, amen. And I'm expecting God to do whatever he wants to do in my life for my new season, amen. My new season of favor. I'm open for whatever he has for me to do. Glory be to God. Because I'm no longer walking in the past with my issues. I'm walking in a new future, free from everything in my past. All right, Blog Talk Radio, the lines are open. Anybody want to say anything, you can come on in and say it right now. Because I feel God. Amen. Periscope people, I love you so much. Glory be to God. I thank many of you who've been listening to me on tonight. Do not allow your past to override your future. Amen. Don't let it override it. Glory be to God. It can't stop you. It cannot get you. Amen. God has already released you to be who he called you to be, and it's now time to walk in what God has called you to be. Amen.
Oh, my God.
If you got
Hallelujah.
That business ready, get that business ideal, bring it out. Amen. Take it off the shelf and begin to work that business ideal, because it's going to be open you in 2020. Amen. There's going to be resources of money waiting on you in 2020, and you have got to get that ideal out, because there are millions of people waiting on your ideal. Oh my God, help me, Pastor E. There
Man,
are some
prophet,
people
prophet,
waiting
prophet,
on your
prophet.
Ideal.
No. Glory. Let's take it to another level. Can we stretch it? Because you preached tonight, boy. I say, this boy, I've been texting people like, you better get on here. This boy preaching tonight. Look, why wait for 2020? I'm believing prophetically we can get it right now. Throw your hands in the air and say,
I receive now. I receive.
Let's be ready to go to the other side. Let's not be wondering or questioning or doubting. My God, I want to get what God has for me now.
Yes, sir.
I'm so fired up. I just came out of the encounter this weekend. Woo! Did I encounter Jesus? My God. But this is what was most important. The prophetic move of God is about to settle. And you better be ready to be able to discern false over true.
Yes.
It's time for each and every one of us. But share with your listeners on Periscope that they can call 319-527-6173, dial 1 and talk to you live right now. 319-527-6173. Talk to the prophet.
Amen. For those who are on Periscope, you heard the man of God. If you want to talk to me right now, not tomorrow, but right now, I want you to call this number. I want you to call
319-527-6173.
Call that number right now. 319-527-6173. Call right now and let me know what you think about this word tonight. Call right now.
Yes.
I'm telling you. While the water is being troubled, call right now.
Why you say that? I'm running to the water. I'm breaking through to the water. You said it's rumbling? Oh, I need to get in.
Yes, sir. Come on.
My God.
Call right now.
Well, you have unleashed the prophet tonight. My God. Minister Charlene out of San Diego, California, welcome to the Prophet's Closet. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just want to definitely put my two cents in. Go ahead and preach. I'm telling you, preaching, you give the devil a black eye and knock him
tonight.
Down.
That boy, preach tonight.
I'm telling you, that's a right now word that nothing and nobody can stop what God wants to do in 2020. It's already beginning to manifest because it's the heart of God being revealed. The heart of God is in your face. It's one of those, it's not disrespectful. It's just like, I'm going to just go put the truth down, like put it on the table. You know, God just puts it, you know, when he wants to reveal his heart, it is not for someone to say, Lord, I agree, in a sense of saying that they have to agree what he wants. It's his will. It's like, Lord, I surrender to your will, because this is in your heart. This is the mind of God, the heart of God, the desires of the compassion, and my God, plan of God. It's like, you know, he said, not everyone that says, Lord, will enter to the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father. So it is God's will, my God, that we prosper, that we excel, that we receive the promises that he already desired for his people to receive. He already wants to do it. He just wants our heart to be in the right place so that we don't miss his relationship relating with us. My God, if we didn't know how to experience. Now, mind you, he said the last going to be first or the first last. So when God does his divine shifting, he already has been working on the ones that were last. Oh, my God. So when he wants to shift, he's like, I'm trying to work on your character now so you can represent me later. She could represent me in the future. She could represent that I was working in you back then. So when I switch it, my God, those that were first, he's got to work on them So now he got to show them that they needed to have their heart, not all of them, but he knows the ones that had to have their heart, you know, have to be compelled to give God the glory and not lift up self. It's the grace of God to say, I did this for you. I wanted to show myself strong in you. I wanted to show you that I favored you. I wanted you not to get beside yourself. I wanted you to just walk in that thing. Look at Joseph. Joseph was thrown out to the world, as it were. But God had to work on him, work on him, work on him. And then when God, overnight, he went from rags to riches. And his heart, he had a heart of gold. It was just tender. He said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good to save many souls alive. It's a soul winning, my God, result at the core of all of it is soul winning. At the core of all of it is God saying, I want to bless you. I want to, and they that bless you, he said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. And so he put the spin on it. He said, but I will curse them. So we're not asking God to curse them, but he said, no. I said, what I'm going to do. So it's God's compassion. So that makes us more humble because it's like, oh, my God, have mercy on them, Lord, because they don't know what they're doing. They're trying to curse me, and they don't realize that they were being used by the enemy or used by the, my God, the jealousy in their soul as a human. That, you know, we have an Adam nature in us, and we know that it's fallen. It's God's grace that says, you know, repent. So even though he's still purifying us and he's still purging us, the Bible tells us that the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more until the perfect day. So we're getting, the more God deals with us,
boy, you preach
in our character and in our core, the more we are repenting and the more God can cleanse us and the more we will shine. The more we will shine. Because he said, you will shine. You shall shine. Amen.
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 When you can get Minister Charlene fired up like this, you preach. This one of them tag team nights. We gonna do a tag team on the crossover. I hope y'all ready. I know y'all done committed to me. Don't give up. I'm sending out a confirmation letter this week. We gonna get this lineup together. We going 24 strong, and I'll do all the extra hours if I got to. I'm gonna pull on Prophet Dwayne also. But woman of God, now look how the word transfers from the prophet to those who listen. God is showing me that we need to be more prophetically conscious, not disregarding the prophet, but honoring the seat of the prophet.
Yes.
And knowing how the prophet can sow into you. A prophet can't be made on your own. Somebody has to sow that in you. You have to be given that gift. My God. Now, I ain't talking about Prophet Dwayne. I'm talking about the ultimate prophet, the prophet of prophets, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up.
Good word,
bless you,
Prophet
woman
Dwayne.
Of God.
Good
bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Area code 470, last 47724. You are in the prophet's closet. Hello?
Amen.
Oh, you dropped off and went. Okay, what you doing, man? Minister Terry, I know you coming in to ride or die. What's up, ride or die? Come on into the closet.
Good evening, family. All glory be to God. And Prophet Dwayne, I tell you, you brought the word tonight. You preached that word tonight.
Preach.
Yes.
Amen.
You know what? He was speaking on some issues.
I don't mean to cut you off. Wait, Mr. Chair, I don't mean to cut you off. But when I heard him do like this, and the Lord said, and I'm going to get I said, oh, my God, I had to sit. I had to grab my seat because I said, oh, he's going to let that fire go tonight. He said, oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He was
going up in here.
My God. I was just over here. I couldn't even take notes because I was just absorbing it, let it saturate in me. But you know what? As you were speaking on those issues, I was saying, yeah, some of those issues are those voices in our head. And I heard you say, we're getting ready to cross over. But, like, this is prep time right now. Whatever we can do with our issues, our voices, because I told you your last broadcast, I had some issues. So we all have issues, and we have to be honest with ourselves and work within our issues within ourselves. And I love what you said. And people, we cannot let our past, we cannot ourselves let our past, we cannot let others let our past dictate what God is doing with us now. I was just saying all glory be to God because
no contamination.
No contamination. He's doing something new. I wake up every morning and ask him because I know he has something new for me every day.
Minister Terry, tell him what's something new.
Something never ever been done before. Never ever been done before. You know.
That's my dog, y'all. Y'all better know that's my ride.
You know, but Pastor E, I thank God.
Jesus.
I thank God for all of. I thank God for all of you guys because you guys, you know, just me getting on this broadcast every night, and it gives me that so much confirmation. His word, you guys, you don't realize how much you helped me. You know, to get that understanding. He said, "In all our getting, get an understanding. Once you get that understanding,
Jesus.
You can apply it to your life. You can apply it to your walk. You can share Jesus. But if I don't know Jesus for myself, like, how am I share? So I have to.
My God.
Hey,
Gabo,
Shandalabo, say hallelujah.
Hey,
I sacrifice for him. That's my ultimate relationship right now. Glory be to God. I thank God for the archives so I go back and listen to this again. Amen. God bless
this
you.
Is midnight, this is, this
you
is my
guys.
Midnight message. I listen
Amen.
To every archive every night, but it's such a revelation because I'm just in the quiet, in the presence of God,
right.
And the word goes forth. I don't even listen to the comments. Once you're done, I cut it off. I'm done. I'll probably sleep.
Yes.
In the Holy Spirit, but I go to that every night, and tonight is special. Anybody else out
Amen.
There that want to get into the conversation, you are not excluded. You may have been the first time visitor here on the Now Network, the Prophet's Closet, but we are asking everybody to come on in to the closet. You're welcome here.
Amen.
We all got stuff
You're
in
welcome.
The closet, but if we talk about the closet, we can get rid of the closet.
Amen.
Bro.
Amen.
This ain't nobody
yes,
dialing one. This me and you. I'm gonna talk to my little to my nephew, my cousin, my brother, my best friend,
Amen.
My coworker, my ride
yes,
or die, my up and down, my executive producer. Bro, you confirmed something tonight. I'm gonna put it
Glory.
Like this. Another one of our covenant partners, Pastor Marcus Richards out of Houston, Texas, Hill City, Houston, today called me. Over the same thing, blind Bartimaeus. And he said,
wow.
I'm claiming in 2020, I want to see again. And I grabbed him around his spiritual neck and I said, why wait for 2020? Open your eyes by the Spirit of God and the prophetic word and see now. That Negro
yeah.
ran around his barbershop on his Bluetooth and said, I can see. And then here
yes.
you come with the same confirming word. Now, Pastor Marcus is a prophet. We already
Amen.
Know you hold the seat of prophet. And now,
Amen.
Just the fivefold get involved in it, because I'll be a prophet tonight. I ain't tripping. I don't need the title, y'all. No, I'll do the work. But anyway, to see the confirmation of God's word and to really get yeah, – I know you were busy last night. You, if you could go back and listen to the archive of last night's broadcast, man, God used
yes.
me last night in breaking down the prophetic order
wow.
and breaking down the scriptural background of what a prophet is, a prophet does, and why he does it.
Yes.
It was awesome. And then you come
wow.
tonight. And go right where somebody grabbed me today and say, man, I need to talk. I'm going through. I need to talk. And this is what God said to me. And then here he is, blind Bartimaeus. And the ultimate goal is sight.
Yes, to see.
We
yes.
need to see.
Yes.
Now, you know my teaching. You got to hear it first. If you don't get the word, how can you see the word? But if you're trying to see the word through letter, it will always die. The letter comes to kill, still. I mean, the letter comes to give life or death. What word are you looking at? If you look at the letter, it's death. If you look at the spirit, it's life. So turn
yes.
your words into life. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Somebody caught that.
Mm.
I felt that. Somebody just pat me on the back in the spirit saying, boy, that was for me. Your words must become life in the spirit that you can see it.
Yes.
Table is not T-A-B-L-E. Table is a table.
Yes.
Now, your table's different than mine, but it's still a table. Chair, my chair. Big old illustrious. I don't have it yet, but my big illustrious recliner with the side move, hit a button, the cup holder come up, the leg go up. That's my chair, but it wasn't C-H-A-I-R. I saw the chair.
You saw it first.
Come on now, where? In your mind.
First. Yes.
You better get
and
the vision from the word of God.
And you speaking it is bringing the manifestations of it to come to pass.
See, I call that hope to thing, hope to a thing. Your hope is not going to die if you believe. Your hope, you got to make a decision to trust him. You got to make a belief process that I believe him no matter I don't see it. And then when you see it, the hope is going to result the thing. Everything, I'm not taking credit, but you're my brother. Not just my cousin, my buddy and all that. You are really my brother. I've been praying so hard and in the gap for you because I know the internal things about you, and we ain't going to put that out there. But where you are today, oh, my God. I'll be like, well, my prayers are working, but you doing a greater work because this boy is catapulted. I see
Amen.
The healing over bodies and the transformation over past relationships and children coming into order and your establishment being placed here on earth to grow people. Man, it's already happening.
Yes.
You ain't the same Dwayne I met 4 years ago.
Glory. Glory.
We remember then, don't we?
Yes, sir.
You should have jumped up in your truck. I don't know if you're driving right now, but
no,
and tried to run.
I'm in a hotel room right now, bro.
Okay. No wonder you preach, because see, in the truck, you're very professional and very talk showish, which that's good. But in that room, boy, you let that fire go tonight. Come on, we got a couple more minutes. Anybody else want to get in? And evangelist, you know, don't push one. I'm never going to forget you again. I'm always going to give you an opportunity to come in on the broadcast after no one else dials one. But don't be scared out there. That one person don't even know how you got on this line. You didn't even believe in some of the things we've been talking about before you start listening to the prophet. And now you got questions. That's the one we want to dial one. You don't, nobody else will hear you. We have a green room. We can take you silently. Our team will talk with you. We'll minister with you and get you prepared right now to come on in. No, not a 5-year, 10-year, 2-day plan, a right now plan that if you confess your sins, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart and receive it to change your life, you just like me, come on in. Playground time. We want to hear from you. Anybody else that just wants to chime in, give my brother a shout out, do that at this time. And we got over 30 in the queue. And then online, you know how online is. If you're online and you want to talk to Prophet, you have to call the number 319-527-6173. Now, I'm going to end it with this one since nobody called in. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Woo. Area code 229, last 4-3-4-5-7. Welcome to the closet.
Hello, brothers. How are you all doing?
We are blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed as well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, God bless you.
Yeah, and I know for a fact that the Lord told me to hit one, because what I was hearing was the truth about how much faith and belief that you have in the Lord, in Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
And I am a strong believer of the Lord.
Amen.
My name is Melvin, and
God
I'm calling. I'm calling from the state of Georgia.
God bless you.
Oh, Georgia in the house.
Yes.
Welcome, Melvin. And, we welcome you in, my brother. And thank you for joining us. It's our pleasure.
Yes, sir. And I can just feel the power. And I mean feel the power.
And
this is no game. This is no joke.
No joke.
I can feel it.
Okay.
All down my spine.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to say that I know God has been good to me,
hey,
to you, everybody else that's listening, and everybody else that's not listening. And I just want to open up to be able to receive the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To receive the blessings of the Lord.
Oh, my God. Yes. He calling on you, prophet.
And a lot of people say that I'm a preacher. A lot of people say I'm a teacher. But I'm not. I just talk about the word of God, and I try diligently.
Oh,
to
man. That is awesome.
Blind. Yeah, and I could be sitting anywhere. It don't matter where I go. I guess the Bible say be upright as a man. Be upright. And that's the way I am. And the things that I'm going through right now are temporary.
Ooh,
the things that I tell you all that I'm going through right now and talking like this, it's a blessing. I'm supposed to be dead, but I'm not. Something else supposed to happen to me, but it didn't. And I know in my heart, spirit, and soul that God himself is listening in as well. Brothers, what you all have the power to do,
my God,
continue to do it. Because it's a lot of people like me need it.
Glory.
They need it. I
glory.
Need it. I need you.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Need
you. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's the Holy Spirit speaking through me. You may hear my voice, but it's the Spirit of the Lord.
Well,
I have on this call, but I just want to say that when anyone speaks about the Lord from the heart, from the mind, and the spirit and soul, everything's coming to one.
Yes, unity, one.
One.
I want to say this to you, Melvin. I want to invite you to join and to get involved in this covenant. Not to be a member, not to follow me, but to, because I hear in your spirit the transparency of who God is and what he's doing for you, even though it may not be perfect, because that's what it's all about here. We're just all the same. Actually, this is the second and fourth Tuesday, but on the first and third Tuesday, we have Man Up the Movement. That is just a pour off of this same broadcast. We're here every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, Sunday, we waiting on a broadcast to come up. But we want you to, man, I'm going to invite you, man, to get in touch and stay connected with us, because we need each other every day as brothers.
Yes.
And I hear in your heart, I hear the heart in you that, you know, you are what God called you to be. Not a title, but just to be a conduit of his word and to be an instrument of his glory. The Bible says, and a lot of people know in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation, all things have passed away, But go a little bit farther and say that we have been reconciled to God through his son, Jesus Christ, to be ministers of reconciliation. I can ordain you right there. Because we're all ministers of reconciliation. What is reconciliation? Righting the wrong.
Yeah.
For everything that was wrong, for everything that was blamed on God, he had nothing to do with it. We are ministers to show the right of it.
Right.
And I believe you're called for that on this network. You, I don't know where you came from, Atlanta, Georgia. You're here. And I just want to invite you, man, to stay connected, bro. That's what God told me to say to you. Prophet.
Yeah. I'm about 3 hours away from Atlanta.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
Yeah.
Savannah, Georgia.
Away from Atlanta. But it just was, you know, it's, I had to speak. The Bible says the time to speak and the time not to speak.
That's right.
Sometimes you just got to be quiet and sometimes you got to let it out. You got to let it out and let people, and tell people about it. And the Lord said, don't be ashamed of me because I wasn't ashamed of you. Let it out. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I don't know you all, but I know a man of God. And that's all I need to know.
Amen.
That's all I need. That's all I need, brother. And
that's all we need, bro. That's all we need.
A lot of people say, well, I know that man. Do you really know him? Just like they say, I know Jesus. Do you really know Jesus? Do you really know God? Yes, I do. I said, how do you do? How much time you give him? Like he gave you.
Wow. Amen.
I would love to stay in contact with you all. I am on Facebook. You see my name in the queue. Please contact me. I would like to talk to you all privately.
Yes, sir.
To tell you some things about me that will really resonate with what I'm saying tonight. And
well, your number is already recorded right here with me personally. And I'm going to reach out to you tomorrow. What's your available time?
My available time will be in the afternoon. Well, you in Eastern Standard Time, sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, the best time to reach me around about 7 p.m.
Perfect.
Or 8.
Perfect. That's 4 p.m. my time. All right.
That's
perfect.
4 p.m.
Yeah,
okay.
L.A. I'm in California, so we on each side of the nation. I'm gonna definitely call you tomorrow, Melvin. God bless you, brother.
Yes, sir. Okay,
God bless
thank
you, Melvin.
God bless you all. Thank you. God bless.
No, bless you more, Prophet. Man, you did this thing, man. You fired it up.
Amen. No, it wasn't me. It was God. To God be the glory. I don't take no glory from Him. He deserves all of it. I'm just thankful just to be an instrument that he can use at will. Glory be to God. Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Hey.
Thank you. Glory.
Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, God, glory. Thank you. Oh, my God, glory. Amen. I thank him, Pastor E. Thank him. Amen. Because when I look back over my life and where I came from, oh, my God, hallelujah, people counted me out. Glory be to God, but God counted me in. Amen. There were years ago, before I even got to know who he was, folk had already put a stamp against me saying that I'd never be nothing. I ain't worthy of nothing. I came from nothing. But God says I can take nothing and make it into something. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. And God took a nobody. that was rejected, amen, who had a father that never was a father, who never believed that he had a son, glory be to God. And God says, I'm going to take this nobody who man said is, and
hey.
I'm going to make him somebody for my glory. Hallelujah. And Jesus is looking at a lot of folk who think and know and believe in what their past has said about them, that they are nobodies. But God says, I can take a nobody and make it into somebody. Hallelujah.
Right.
All you have to do is be willing and able. Glory be to God. I might not know all of it, but long as I am willing and able to do what he tells me to do, go when he tells me to go, speak to whoever he tells me to speak to, amen, he can take this vessel and use it for his glory.
His glory.
His glory.
His glory.
Not mine, but his glory.
Hey!
I'm thankful. I'm thankful, Pastor.
We are thankful. We are thankful. Man, prayers out of here, bro.
Amen. For those who are just coming on Periscope, we're on Blog Talk Radio, and we're getting ready to sign out of Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to God. And I am the prophet, and you have been into the prophet's closet. And, Father, we thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify you for everybody that is in the Blog Talk side, God, and those who are on Periscope right now. I
Thank
pray,
you, Lord.
God, that you begin to minister to your people like never before, that you begin to show them dreams, God, of where they're getting ready to go and who they're getting ready to become. I thank you right now, God, that you're bringing dreams to fruition. You're bringing that thing that they've already planted into their heart, God, that they're getting ready to see the manifestations of what they've been dreaming about, God. I thank you for those dreamers, God. I thank you for those intercessors, God, and I thank you for those prophets, God, who begin to declare and decree a thing and see it come to pass. And Father, we just believe in you, God, that you are an almighty God. You are overwhelming us, even as us thinking about who you are, God. Lord, now begin
Jesus.
To take us to another place. Take us to that resting place in you, God, that I no longer have to deal with the issues, but I'm all looking at my promises. You promised me some things, God, and I'm walking in my promises. I'm believing in my promises. I'm overwhelmed by my promises, God. And, Father, I thank you right now, God, that you're getting ready to take us to another place in you, God, another dispensation, God. The things
Jesus.
That tried to bother us, God, won't bother us any longer. Lord, you told Moses, Father, you said, look at those who are chasing you, because them who chasing you, after the day, you won't see them any longer. And Father, I thank you that right now, God, that the problems
right
and the issues of my life, as I look back over my shoulder, God, and I see that they're trying to tear me down, you said, look again, because that which you see, you won't see no longer. And Father, I thank you. I'm glorifying you, God. I thank you that I won't see my problems any longer. And I'm thankful, God, that I won't be slowed down that which is trying to stop me from getting to where you need me to be, God, because I'm no longer being chased by my problems.
Hey,
I'm no longer being chased by my issues, because my issues are now swallowed up by the sea, God, the Red Sea. And Father, we thank you. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I thank you for those who are on the line tonight. Bless them, Father. I thank you for those who are on Periscope. Take them to another place, God, in you. In Jesus' mighty name. Let every heart say amen, amen, and
amen.
God bless you all. Woo.
unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you paid. I never knew of a love so true.
You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You played it all up on the cross. You bled and died, cause I was lost. So here I am, surrendering all. Lord, hear my cry. On my knees I fall. You paid it all. Oh, oh, you paid it all. Oh. In exchange for the blood you shed for my sins,
yeah.
Oh, I surrender my heart, my life, my all as a living sacrifice, Lord.
I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight so I can have everlasting
life.
You paid it.